God's month. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, Imam Ali, peace upon him, says on the status of the blessed month of Ramadan, the superiority of this month to other months is like the superiority of the Ahlul Bayt of Prophet to other people. Its days are the best of days. Its nights are the best of nights, and its hours of the best of hours. Dear friends, God chose Ramadan and amplified the reward of every deed thousands of times to persuade us to step more hurriedly in the path of His obedience. The 15th infallible successor of the Prophet, Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace upon him, says, "No worship in God's court is better than a servant's demanding God of what is with him." God orders his prophet in the end of Surah Furqan to tell the servants, "Say, my Lord would not pay any attention to you were it not for your supplication." Imam Ali, peace upon him, says that the best deed is to pray to God. But what is the best prayer? The best time for prayer and calling God is the blessed month of Ramadan. Moreover, the best state for prayer is to pray and supplicate while fasting. As you may have heard before, a complete prayer has different parts. An important part is to praise and glorify God. This is one of the signs of faith which is manifested in prayer and supplication. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace upon him, says that faith has three phases: recognition of God with the heart, admission with the tongue, and practicing with the bodily organs. Admission is indeed to confess, approve, and accept something before a great person. So, admission before God means to accept His oneness, the rightfulness of his prophet and his book. This was the habit of the infallible imams, peace upon them. As Imam Khomeini said, "It is the imams who have taught us how to speak to God." Yes, Prophet Muhammad and his infallible successors, blessings of God upon them, have taught us the way of praying and supplicating before God. The 10th Imam of the Prophet's Ahlul Bayt, Imam Ali An-Naqi, also known as Hadi, peace upon him, says, "Allah the Exalted cannot be described except with what He has described Himself. And how can a being be described whom the senses of creatures are unable to realize? The illusions do not reach him. Thoughts do not get aware of his reality, and he is not contained in the horizon of glances. He is far despite nearness, and near despite farness. He created quality while he is away from quality. He created place while he has no place. He is separate from being how and where. He is one and peerless. He's glorious, and all his names are sacred." Had the Prophet and the Imams not described God, human being would have never been able to recognize God with his incomplete intellect and meager knowledge. The first phase of recognition of God is that He is the source and creator of the entire creation. All creatures are from Him, and He is not from anything. He has no match or peer. The next phase is that God is eternal. There is no one before Him, and there will be no one after Him. Therefore, He doesn't need a child to continue His being. In view of this, we read in continuation of Dua Iftitah, that is the prayer of opening. All praises belong to Allah, who has not taken a wife or child, and there is no partner for Him in the kingdom, and there is no friend for Him out of baseness, and magnify Him with full magnification. In this part of the supplication, we glorify God of not having wife and child like other creatures. This is the opposite of maintaining of Prophet Jesus as God's son or the polytheist Arabs of the time of the Prophet who called angels as God's daughters. Allah is the only owner and ruler of all creatures and the entire universe. He is the administrator of the world, and to Him belong the authority of everything. He has no partner. He's unmatched in His greatness, and everything is humble and petty before Him. Then the supplication continues. All praises broadly belong to Allah because of His all bounties. All praises belong to Allah, who has no opposite in His kingdom and no adversary in His command. All praises belong to Allah, who has no partner in His creation and no similar in His grandeur. Well, this great and peerless God has granted us so many bounties that cannot be counted. It has been narrated that Prophet Moses, peace upon him, was ordered to thank God's bounties. He said, "My Lord, any of your bounties that I thank, that thanking itself is a bounty from you to me, so I am unable to thank." Then God told him, "Now you have thanked me. Real praise is to feel inability to be thankful of my bounties."